All right, good morning everyone. Please sit comfortably, balancedly, and relaxingly. Your head, neck, and spine should be upright, straight, naturally, and perpendicular to the ground. Remember, once in a while, every 15 minutes, you should be aware and recheck your posture and upright. Come back to your breathing and bring your mind back to your body fully 100%. So today is the 24th June, the year 2017, and we are on the fourth day of the Body Mind Purification Retreat at Sac 4 International Meditation Center in Hawaii, America. Today is a very, very important day. Today is a very important day because we will go to the next law, the law of number 7. The law number 7. This is the very common, okay, very common, and it affects most of the activity of the human being in this universe. Not only for the alive people, it affected for the dead people too. Why we have a 7, not 5, 6, or 8? Why we have a 7? We already explained very detailed about the number 3, right? Why and when we got that number 3 and how it affects our body, our mind. And remember, when we talk about the number 3 law, we still go back to the very basic, the illusion, right? The illusion, the hatred, and the greedy, right? That is the 3 component, the basic component. And the law number 7 is based on this basic philosophy too. Because every phenomena in this universe come back to the origin at the vibration of the signal on the way. And from the point of origin, far, far away from Earth, the origin source of energy in this universe, it have no form. But and then when it moves toward Earth, it will hit or touch with some particle in the air, in the emptiness, in the space. So when it hit on that particle in the space, it will change direction, it will manifest the sound and the light. And the example we talked a few days ago at the cloud represent for the positive energy, the ground represent for the negative energy. When it's separate, far away, we don't see the light coming out, we don't hear the sound coming out. But when they come close to certain distance, and they will hit, right? They will hit or they will in contact to each other, and the light coming out, the sound coming out. So that's why you see the scientists, they want to look back to find out the origin of the Earth, how it formed, what we call the theory of Big Bang, right? The heat when the particle in the universe moving, touching or hit with the other one, and it creates this planet. So again, from the origin point, the signal moving, it have no form, no sound, no light, no form, no color. And then when it moves toward, that means closer to Earth, and it become hit, it hit the other particle, and it start to produce the sound and the light. The first sound it produce, what we call that is the no sound, all right? Because that sound cannot be heard by the human being. That sound can be heard or can be used by the sage or the enlightened one only. The example, like you see, why the say the arahat or the enlightened one can hear all sound of the being, but we cannot, right? And the Buddha at the time when he give a sermon, you see, when he give out the sermon, many different beings from the Bodhisattva to the 25 level of the Deva, to the angry God, to the hungry God, to the human being, to the lower rim, right, to the animal. Even though in the human being, India have a many different languages, you see, and in one language, it have a many different level of education. But every single one in that lecture hall, in the same sermon, they think that lecture only for him or her. So that's why after they listen to the Dharma talk, everyone open their eye, everyone get enlightened, everyone get lit up. You see, so that is only the sage or the enlightened one can hear and can give that sound only. So and when that sound signal, that sound wavelength continue to move toward Earth closer and closer, so it hit more and more particle in the air. So it could change, it make many, many different decibel, right? Then be many different level of the sound. For example, you see when the wind, when the energy moves through the air, when it hit the tree, right, the leaf, the bamboo, right? Each one, it create different sound, right? So the more it move close to Earth, the more it hit more particle and more object. So and then it create many different decibel, many different type of sound. But for a normal human being, can hear only seven basic level. That is seven basic note: do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si. Lower we cannot hear, and higher we cannot hear. Right? A normal human being with a normal ear can hear in that range from seven notes only: do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si. And the same, that signal, the wave, when it move close to Earth, it hit the particle and it manifest into the light. So the first basic light we can see, that is what we call the white color light. The light usually can manifest from the third eye or from the top of the head of the sage or the Buddha or the enlightened one. And then when it continue to move closer toward Earth, it hit more and more particle in the air. So when it hit, it will change the direction. And by the way it change direction, it create many different color, right? What we call that is the spectrum. But for a normal human being with a good eyes, we can see only seven color of the rainbow, no more and no less. But for example, the dragonfly, they can see up to 42 different color. The ant can see only one color. You see, so many different being, many different being can see different color. Okay, not the same, but for the human being, a normal human being eyes can see maximum seven color. See, so that's why we had the law of the number seven. The law number seven, that is the one to affect the human being. And not only the alive one, okay, the death one still. Because when we die and the intermediate energy body still moving through the air by that way, right? So the body of the alive people or the body of the dead person still had to have at this one. So that's why both the alive and the dead one still have to be affected by the law number seven. And it's very, very miracle and wonderful when you look at the spectrum of the rainbow, why the green color not out of this rain, or why the green color it not stay on the right or on the left, where it stay just right in the middle, right? Just right in the middle, red, orange, yellow, and then green, and then blue, and then gray, and then purple. So the question is why the green color not out of this range or not in the left or in the right, but it's right in the middle. Come back to this one. You see the three main categories to provide the raw energy for us. Where it comes from, origin, from the center, from the plant. You see? So this one is the one to produce all of the carbohydrate, the protein, and the phosphorus. We use the animal product after that, because even though the animal have to eat all this one, no one okay survive without the basic origin source. So the plant. Secondly, we did not have opportunity to go deep into the system, what we call the ecosystem. In our universe, especially in our planet, we know that we have a two system or two major group have to working together harmony. And I told you we have a two axis, the Y axis from noon to midnight, that represent for symmetrical and balancing, right? And the X axis, horizontal, this is talking about the controlling, even though it's opposite between day and night, but it still manifest on balance between yin and yang, day and night, right? And positive and negative. This one to have to rebalance the relationship in the cosmos, especially in our ecosystem. In this ecosystem, and I told you we have a two major roots. One is the plant, green one, right? The other one is animal in general and human specifically. So animal and the plant are the green. So whatever the animal give out, whatever the animal give out, the plant have to accept all and transform. Remember, accept and transform completely. The first one, the energy, the human being or the animal give out the attitude. Okay, when you water the tree, you take care of the tree. If you not take good care, the tree don't have the fruit or it not have the flower. So you give out the positive or the negative energy, it will affect the plant. When we give out the animal, give out the heat, the animal give out the heat, the plant will absorb that heat and give you the cooler, the fresh air, the cooler. See, so it absorbs and it converts. The same thing, the next level, the gas, the animal give out what? Carbon dioxide. Yes. Carbon dioxide. The plant has to get all the carbon dioxide and what? Transform and convert that into what? Oxygen. And for the liquid, the animal give out tear, sweat, urine, blood, whatever. The animal give out all that one. It go down where? It go down to the earth. And the solid, they give out like we have a bath every day and we see, look like we call that the soil or the dirt, but actually that is a dead skin. And every day we give out the feces through number two. And finally, at the end of our life, we give out this body, like the astra or we bury. So all the liquid and the solid go back to the soil. So the soil will make that all the nutrition for the plant. And the plant will convert all of that dirty stuff back to what? Nutrition. You see? So the plant is the one work harmony with the animal. It has to have the capacity to accept all of that. Don't leave any left over. And then it has to convert all of that. Okay? Don't leave any gap between that. So at the same token, the animal, especially the human being, have to yield all whatever the plant give out to us. So we have the complete closed circuit. If we leave the gap, that means no good. So now we live very out of balance because most of the fruit or vegetable we don't use complete. We eliminate the peel or maybe the seed or something like that. So we make the gap become bigger and bigger, the unbalance become more and more. And remember, the ability to absorb and transform from the whatever the animal give out, and the plant can accept, can take in. That is just a first part. The second part, it transform that. Okay, transform that. What we call the negative become the positive. But which one is a very important factor to assist and to control that? We talked yesterday already at the relaxation and healing. The sunlight, when the sun dry, the sunbeam will touch the leaf, touch the flower. At that moment, the photosynthesis reaction starts to occur and all the chemical on the dirty stuff be converted, okay, into the good one. So that's why the leaf is bigger, it's greener, right, and the flower become bigger and more beautiful, and the fragment it become more. And then when the sun set, what happened? All the plant close the door on the reaction stop working. You see? So after that, the plant will suck in the same with earth oxygen instead of carbon dioxide. All the negative thing we throw out still remain there. No one to convert for. So what happened if nowadays we live after sunset more and more? More car, more machine, more human being live after this sunset hour. So all the gas we expel out, all the elimination, okay, we expel out. Who will transform that first? No one. Instead, they compete. Instead, they still compete the oxygen. So that's why, you see, the concentration of the carbon dioxide rising in our body and rising in the air. And when the carbon dioxide concentration rising in the air, we breathe again. So and then, okay, the carbon dioxide concentration in our body is rising up. So that's why we become acidic. And out there, the concentration of carbon dioxide rising, so that's why we have acidic rain. We have all kinds of problems in the environment, and we have the ozone layer be broken. So that is the consequence of that. And as you know, the plant in general on the forest, okay, it's going down. The whole world, okay, the whole world, the ratio of forest is just going down because we destroy it, we cut it, and we not plant it back enough, especially in the third world country. So that's why the machine or the ecosystem to convert all the negative back to the positive slowly decrease. On the other hand, the trap, the negative gas, okay, start to increase, so it's out of balance. That's why I'm asking you, okay, not you the paper too much, right? I'm asking you, okay, to save the water, because even though we had the water here, we don't have to pay for the city water, but we still need the electricity to pump it. And when we use too much, we waste that out, okay, we still make the pollution in the ground, in the soil. And when we use too much the paper, okay, the tree be cutting down, and a lot of chemical acid, they need to wipe it out to make the paper. So when we think about all of that, okay, it will affect our life. Because everything we use, the more comfort, and we didn't see the problem, we are create all kind of problems for ourselves. And you see, in the old time, for example, we don't have a container. Whatever we use, we had a banana leaf, we have the lotus leaf or whatever to use it. We don't use the plastic, we don't use a lot of container. So we not make the environment polluted. But now, okay, we don't take advantage on all that when we throw it out there, and then okay, we use on the new what we call the modern time. So we think convenient, but actually it's not good. That's why we have more and more disease, more and more problem when we go into the industrial area. And then back here, why the green in the middle? Okay, why the green in the middle? Where the green in our body? See? In our body, in our gallbladder, and in the middle, you see? And where it in the diagram? In the middle, at midnight, and controlling the role of the two main major organ systems. You see how wonderful is that? So, but the modern medical, they don't know that. They think, okay, when you had a gallbladder problem, just cut and remove and throw it. It have a whole bunch of activity and the very good benefit for us. But we don't know. We just thought, okay, it produced the bile to digest the fat only. So that's totally nothing. That's just a very minor activity of the bile, of the gallbladder. Okay? And then also, pair with gallbladder in liver. In Oriental, liver belong to the brain. Okay, liver belong to the plant. So that's why it represents for the green color in the springtime. And that's why we start on the third night to clean it up to support it so it can go to the 4 day. You see, and the 4 day, the middle day of the 7 day cycle, reset the balance. You see, the 4 day is the middle day of the 7 day cycle. So it had a sequence of that. It had a logical theory after that. So that's why you see the very, very important role of the green, the plant, the liver, the gallbladder, and especially today in the 4 days, the middle day of 7 day cycle, the day to reset the balance state in our body, the day to manifest or to reset the control state in our headquarter, the brain and the heart. So we should concentrate our mind on all activity today, because if whatever we do in the 4 days, we have to try to balance as much as possible, because we cannot say 100%. Because if today is the day for our body to be reset, to be rebalanced. Okay? If we not support for that, okay, we don't have the good result coming out. If we wait until tomorrow or yesterday, it's not really effect. Today is the most effective day. If we want to reset the balance state in our body, in our system, etc., today is the most important day, so we have to practice correctly. And one very common activity, and I remind you too many times per day, that means sitting balancedly, relaxingly, and comfortably. And actually, that is very simple. But because we practice in the wrong way, so now we think it's so difficult and we cannot do it automatically. In all position, only the position of sitting is the best, the easiest way to reset our balance and boost up our energy. You see? But why we cannot do that in a normal day? That's why we out balance. Why the Buddha had to use this posture to be enlightened? Many people use different posture. In India, they have many different techniques, but why the Buddha manifest the very simple, very basic? Like you see Jesus, why he suffered on the cross with the very unpleasant or painful position. But the Buddha manifest very simple, very basic. You see? Because everything the Buddha taught us goes back to the very basic natural law. And he wants everyone can do that. The same thing like when he do the preaching, why he not use the higher language? He had to use the very basic language. You see, the Pali, he not use Sanskrit or any high class language in India at that time. He had to use the lowest one, the basic one. So what problem we have first when we sit not in balance? First, when we not sit in balance, we feel uneasy, right? Not relaxed because it's not balanced. So one side be compressed, the other side had to pull it back. So both sides are balanced. So we not feel relaxed at all when we not sit in balance. And then our spine, it compiled by many different single bone. And in between that, we have the disc. So when we sit balancedly, okay, the pressure on both sides, the left or the right, the front or the back, it equally, so the disc will maintain in that position normally. So we not damage the disc, we not damage the bone. But when we sit, for example, you lean on the right side. When you lean on the right side, and the right side will be compressed, the right side of the disc will be compressed, and for longer time, and it damaged. So the disc be damaged. So that's why we had a problem with the disc now a lot. When the right side be compressed, the left side it open. So and then the pressure it will put it out. So what we call hernia. You see hernia. And that is the first problem with the disc in between the bone. So the second problem now relate to the bone because you know, one of the mechanisms to balance the universe by the law of attraction, that means the same come together, different pushing away. And all that has to be balanced each other to maintain the order of the universe in general and the human body specifically. But when we sit, we lean on the right side, bone will be close to bone. What happened? Connect bone close to bone, it will bind together. That happened when we had the fracture of broken bone. You see? So that is the emergency. That is the first priority. For example, yesterday, okay, we are sitting here to listen to Dharma talk. And the old man had a problem. We had to stop that and take care of the old man. That is the emergency, the first priority. So the same thing in our body. It maintains many different functions at the same time. But when it sees any damage, it has to stop and take care of that damage. That is the first priority. You see? So when we sit and then bone close to bone, it thinks that is a fracture. That is a broken bone. So all of the calcium, instead of it go inside the bone or inside the teeth, now it has to go to that side first. So when the calcium comes to that place, what happened and what condition we have? Calcification. So if we not stand up after 15 or 20 minutes, okay, we sit for more than an hour, so more calcium will pull to that, okay? And then slowly the calcium will be built up around that spot, right? So it will be changed the shape of the bone, so that become the deformation of the bone. Deformation of the bone. This is just particular and talking about the spine. It happened for all the joint. Okay, all the joint. If we not work properly, if we not exercise, if we not moving all the time, we will have that problem. Okay. Because to remember the law, the universal law is the one to create all phenomena, all objects in the universe. And it has to maintain the order of the universe too. So that's why you see from the smallest phenomena in the universe is the way it has to move all the time. And big like our planet, we think we sit still, but our planet spin, moving all the time, moving in many different directions, not only one direction, okay? It's moving in many different directions. And not only our planet, the Earth, the whole galaxy, okay? The whole galaxy moving, the whole galaxy with billion planet. Okay, it's moving continuously. You see, so to balance the info and the alpha are the attraction and distraction. You see, that's why they had to move. And that's why also the other direction of the universal law, the impermanent. You see, impermanent, we think, just think about very narrow, but impermanent, what that means? Moving, changing. You see, that's why it had to follow that rule. It had to follow that law. Everything had to change. Everything had to move. So if we sit incorrectly, but after 5 or 10 minutes only, and then we stand up and we're moving around, we may not have a big problem. But if we sit incorrectly and we sit for more than half an hour, and then day after day, they think that it's a fracture, okay? And calcium, all the material need to heal that one. They thought that it's a fractured injury. So that all the factor need for healing that, they had to pull it in. So first calcification and deformation of the bone. And when that happens, you start to move and you feel painful and difficult. And then you stop moving. You worry and you stop moving. And you sit still. And then when you sit still, they think, oh, this is a fracture, so we need to heal it faster. So the condition is just go back, become worse and worse. See, so that is it. That's why we have the deformation of all the our joint, our bone, arthritis, etc. Because that happened. All right, that's just outside. We just talk about the disc and the bone. Now we go deeper inside. What happened? Inside we have two major communication cable in here. That means our nerve. It's bigger than our thumb. Okay? It looks like you see the telephone line here is small. But the international cable under the sea, the diameter of that is about 1.5 meters. So this is the main cable of communication from the headquarters down to every single organ system. From that communication system, it will spread out along every single bone to certain organ system and muscular, you see. So if one bone be compressed, the nerve, the communication cable be compressed, be blocked, and we had a problem with all the system organ after that. And then inside, we will have the bone marrow. Okay, the bone marrow is the main one to synthesize the new cell every day and manifest into different cells to go to different organs to resume the order and the function of every single organ system every day. And if we block that flow, what happened? Remember, when the flow becomes slower, the good become bad. And this happened inside our bone marrow, inside the bone. And then next to that, you see the red pipe. That is artery, very big one from the heart, okay? To pump through that one first. Remember, whatever treasure, whatever important, we have to keep it deep inside. So here the same thing, from directly from the heart. Okay, when it pump out, okay, when we go through our the artery, keep the best in there first, and then from that, it will drain out to the organ, to the system outside. So when we sit incorrectly, it will block the flow of this one, from the origin, from the beginning already, you see? So that's why the nutrition, the oxygen, the immune system, whatever, okay, it's not supplied to the destination where it really needs. And you see next to that one is the blue color, okay? That's the venous system, the one to carry out the byproduct, the negative gas, negative energy out to be removed or to be transformed. And next to that one, you see this one, that's the immune system communication, the lymphatic. That's the international, okay, international security system. it had the responsibility to take care all the organ system in general in our body, the lymphatic system. So when we sit incorrectly, it blocks, depend on how long, depend on how wrong. So it will make the current of that be slow down. When it slow down, the good one become the bad one, and the bad one become worse. You see, that's why okay, the exercise of the bowing, it helps to rebalance and push it. And then remember the basic principle I told you, not only the left and the right, the front and the back, the top and the bottom, all the way have to be balanced, symmetrical to each other. So that's why it can help to reunify, rebalance all our body from the outside to inside. Also the movement like the waveform, you see, the movement like the waveform like that, it will help to reset the natural posture or position of the spinal cord. And if you look at that one and this one, you see what? Similar. You look at this one and this one, you see it's similar pathway. So that's why, okay, when we practice that, we come back to the natural pathway, we will unify with the universe. So that's why we have the law of attraction come in to support the energy for us. So you see, very simple activity during the day, but if we not be aware, we not practice correctly, we create a lot of problems for ourselves and for the environment. So try to remember every 10-15 minutes, recheck your posture and change it. All right, to make a new habit, okay, to correct it, and you will change everything wrong, every slowdown, every stuck inside of your body. All right, we take about 5-10 minute break, and we come back here for the walking meditation and breathing exercise.